Sweetie, is that you? What? I can't hear you. Do you have my towel or not? Well, don't just stand there. Bring it to me. The door's unlocked. Hurry up.
Thank you, honey. Well, bring it here. And drip water all over the floor? I don't think so. That's just an accident waiting to happen. I could slip and fall and break my leg. And wouldn't that be tragic? Will you quit arguing and just bring it to me? Just put it in my hand. It might help if you opened your eyes, honey. Unless you've mastered echolocation in your spare time. Though we both know you're busy with other things. Like studying, isn't that right? You're always so good at making time for studying. As your father tells it, that is. Wonderful. Now is that so hard? Where do you think you're going? I didn't say we were done speaking, did I? Now, a little birdie told me that there's a party this weekend and that you would like to attend. Look at me while I'm talking to you. It's rude. Thank you. You shouldn't be so uptight about nudity, sweetheart. It's just the human body. Nothing to be embarrassed by. Besides, we're family. There should be nothing between us. Nothing to hide. Nothing to be ashamed of. Maybe it's your age. I was a teenager once. I wasn't always as comfortable in my skin as I am now. I'm sympathetic to your discomfort, but if you want to attend this thing, then you'll stay. And you'll be respectful when I'm speaking to you. Understood? Good. You seem to be more cheerful as of late. How long has it been since your girlfriend broke up with you now? 2 months? I'll get dressed when I'm ready. Yes, 2 months, I believe. And you finally seem to be getting over the little slut, thank God. You know she was never worth a second of your time. Not a second. Not even with her legs holding the same hours as a Walmart supercenter. Girls like that, that's all they have to offer. You really believe that? Even after she so unceremoniously dumped you. She really did have you under her spell, didn't she? Thank God she's gone now. You can finally move on with your life. Get going in the right direction. I mean, we both know she never deserved you in the first place. What? I told you, I had nothing to do with that accident. If it scared her and she chose to end her relationship with you, well, that was her choice. The first positive one she's probably ever made in her vapid little life. Now, the reason I bring that up is, well, I'm worried about you. I'm concerned that you're going to jump right back into dating before you're ready. Don't you think it might be better to take time to focus on yourself, darling. School, friends, family. It is my business. You're mine, after all. My family. What matters to you, matters to me. I know you don't want to talk about this now. You have other things on your mind. I get it. Just be careful, all right? You haven't shown the best judgment when it comes to girls in the past. I don't want you making the same mistake again. Thank you for listening, sweetheart. Even if you didn't want to. Now, before I give you permission to go, I have a few questions for you. This get-together your friends have planned, how many people will be in attendance? You don't know. And will there be any drugs or alcohol there? No. Oh, really? You're quite certain nothing illicit going on? How responsible of you. And will there be any chaperones on the premises? Any parents to ensure the house isn't going to transform into a den of iniquity in their absence? Yes. How surprising. Well, I'm sure you wouldn't mind providing their phone numbers so I could give them a call. Well, I'm all ears. I don't need to get dressed to listen to a phone number. Go on, pick up your phone. Oh, I have an excellent memory. Oh, poor thing. Your hands are shaking. You aren't nervous, are you? Don't lie to me. That's why you're so unsteady, isn't it? Because you were lying to me just then about the chaperone. Whose number were you going to give me? Friend's older brother? Something like that. Oh, honey. Come here. Give me a hug. I'm so proud of you, baby. You wanted to lie to me. But you couldn't do it. Your heart knew. It knew it was wrong to lie to your mother. And your body betrayed you to me. And that is such a beautiful thing. Don't pull away from me. You'll ruin the moment. You can go to the party, honey. You have my permission. And I'll see to it that you have your father's permission as well. You know he always listens to what I have to say. I have your best interest at heart, after all. He knows that. And I think you do too. Deep down. Even if you're too stubborn to admit it. Now, can you grab some underwear for me, please? Thank you, sweetie. Sweetie. I love you too.